Hello, this is Dan Coughlin with my article, Hire the Type of People You Want in Your Organization. I believe there are four primary management responsibilities in any organization. They are people, attracting, selecting, placing, developing, and retaining the right employees for your organization, bench strength, culture, and teamwork, deciding and doing, strategy, planning, and execution, value positioning and enhancement, which include branding and innovation. And finally, ongoing learning, which is about industry knowledge and beyond industry insights. Within the people responsibility, the single most important aspect is bringing the type of people you want into your organization. This will have a significant impact on your bench strength, culture, and teamwork. What would you do if your professional future depended on the performance of the people you hire? I'm going to walk you through an imaginary situation. Imagine you have a friend who is a manager with 10 positions that report directly to her. Whomever your friend hires has to stay at that company for the next 5 years and cannot be fired. These new employees have to report to your friend for the whole 5 years, and your friend's compensation and promotions are entirely dependent on the performance of the people she hires. Your friend wants advice on what to do in this situation. What advice do you give? My hunch is that you would advise your friend to be very careful and take very seriously the process of who is selected to work for her. You might explain to your friend to clarify exactly what characteristics she wants from candidates in terms of experience and knowledge and ability to do the job, character strengths, and values that fit within the company culture, passions that can be applied within the job to generate ongoing enthusiasm for the work, and talents that can generate long-term success. You might also encourage your friend to make a list of the deal killers, the things that would keep her from hiring a person or that would cause her to quickly fire a person. Then you might talk with your friend about always being on the lookout for these types of people in any situation. Then you might encourage your friend to develop interview questions, role plays, and case studies that she could use during the interview process to help determine if the person is the type of person she wants in the company. You might also recommend some testing tools that can help her understand the candidate better. When your friend is debriefing with other people who have interviewed the candidate, you might encourage her to focus the debrief questions on the actual characteristics that you are looking for in the people you hire. It's not whether or not an interviewer likes the candidate. The more important discussion is around what the interviewer found out about the candidate in terms of the characteristics you want in the people you hire. In the actual hard copy of this article, there are a series of steps I encourage you to think through and write down your answers to regarding hiring for a specific position in your company. Here are the four overview questions to consider. What characteristics do you want in the people you hire into your organization? And that has been broken down into three categories. The first category is experience, knowledge, technical ability. Can the person do the job, or can the person learn how to do the job? The second is character, strengths, and values. Will they enhance the culture over the long term? The third bucket is passions and talents. Will they be a good long-term performer for the organization? The second overall question is, what are the deal killers? What could keep a person from getting hired or get the person fired quickly? The third general question is, where can we find these people? Think about where you found your current employees. Where did they come from? How did you meet them? Are there places that you could go and repeat that success? Are there places like those places where you could repeat that success? And the final overall question is, what can we do to determine if this person should be in our organization and would be a good cultural fit? So this is the step where you want to actively develop customized interview questions, role plays, and case studies to use with the candidate. Then you want to also have questions for the references. And then you want to use non-customized testing tools to gain additional insights into how the person is hardwired. These are general testing tools like Gallup Strengths Finder, 16personalities.com, DISC personality test, and so on. And so in this article, in the hard copy version, I recommend four free, fairly quick tests that candidates can take for you to help or for you to be able to understand them better. My final thought is, this is really not an imaginary situation about an imaginary friend. This is a very real situation about you. If you are a manager who is responsible for producing results, you are responsible for the people you bring into your organization. This is the single most important thing you can do to impact the short-term and long-term success of your business. I encourage you to take it very seriously. Don't pass this work off to someone else. Remember, your compensation and your future promotions are completely dependent on the quality of the people you hire today. Clearly decide on the type of people you want in your organization, clarify what you will ask the candidate to help you understand the person better, and then be very intentional about the type of people you bring into your organization. Take care and have a great day.